the rebirthing experiences and or reaching into past life experiences. And we always say, we don't know if you're getting your past life or somebody else's, but one thing is sure, you're picking up on something that's a vibrational match to where you are right now. So, of course, you are much more telepathic than any of you know, and you have access to much more information. And there are many who are born that are very sensitive to vibration and are able to read it. All of you have had those experiences in varying degrees, you see. But it is interesting. In fact, so many of the religions are born out of these powerful experiences and then an extrapolation of what must have happened that brought me here. And again, as you overlay all of that, we are so looking forward to watching you. We'll help you. Watching you go back and rethink everything that you've ever been thinking about these wonderful topics that you've brought to us here. As you now begin to approach them from your now knowledge about vibration, about who you are from non-physical, about the intention of projecting thought. And as you realize, think about what you have just offered. So here you are in a physical body and you're living life and all kinds of life. Let's say some of it may be very dramatic life. And out of it, you're giving birth to rockets of desires. And those rockets of desires are culminating in this magnificent vibrational escrow, which is where your inner being stands and which is the vibrational point from which you will return in your next physical expression. And so we want to point out to you that when you have your, what you call your death experience, and you reemerge into the non-physical, you become that pure positive energy. And in that, what you call death experience, what we call the reemerging into the non-physical experience, you leave behind all doubt and fear, all pieces of resistance. You leave it behind. It is only something that is experienced in this leading edge contrasting physical realm. So you leave that behind and you become this, again, this, you resume the being of this pure positive energy being from which you make your next decision. So of course, we do not question for a moment that the intentionality of that coming forth could be powerful enough to influence what comes next. But so many people think that, say things such as, I must have murdered someone in a past life, that's why I'm being murdered now, or I must have. And we say, if your inner being will not even join you in one negative thought now, what are the odds of your inner being sending you back for compensation for something that you did wrong before? In other words, it's an extrapolation that is not accurate. It does not come from the valid premise of who you all are, you see. So, yes, of course, there have been twins separated at birth who somehow knew who they are, but we want you to understand that you are telepathic beings who understand your world from that vibrational stance, and the closer you are vibrationally connected, the closer you are vibrationally connected to your source, then the more access to all of that data that you have. Children very often are very telepathic, because they have less resistance. They're closer to that broader perspective. And when you are in tune with who you are, you have access to all of that information. But the inner being that is within you is not giving you information about who you are, who you were before this life experience. Your inner being is giving you information about who you are now in this body, who you are as a source energy. But your inner being is not interested in telling you who you were in that life and that life and that life and that life and that life. If that had been important information or even a value to you coming in, you would have had full memory of all of that coming in, but it would have been distractive in nature, you see. So you're not coming in and remembering past lives. You're coming in and acquiring vibrational patterns from wherever in this current experience and then picking up on the vibrations of that which has been before. Every place that you've ever been, every thought that has ever been thought still exists, and every thought that has ever been thought is compounded by law of attraction, and there is a gathering of the thought. And so every place that you stand has a vibrational pattern that if you are on the vibrational wavelength of it, you have access to, you see. And so if you have a premonition or if you have an awareness that comes over you, it does not mean that you've lived that before. It means that you're actively in this moment picking up on something. And what we would ask ourselves every time is, first, how does it feel? And if it feels wonderful, we'd keep focusing there. And if it doesn't, we would do everything we could to distract ourselves from it. And next, we would acknowledge that the way we feel is the indication of whether it is a thought that is coming from non-physical and who we really are, or if it is a coalescing of thought forms and we're picking up on that. In other words, you are transmitting and receiving mechanisms, and there are a whole lot of radio stations out there that are transmitting signals, and that's why people are picking up on the thoughts that they are. Having said all of that, we agree with you that you standing here in this physical body are an extension of that which you have been before, and there is a continuity of your life, but you are not meant to weave those pieces together. You are meant to flow with the stream and come into vibrational alignment with the whole of all that you have been. In other words, let's say that we'll be very fast. Let's say that you had a very strong negative experience in a past life which caused a very strong wanting. That very strong wanting in who your inner being now is or then was, is responsible for your birth into this new experience. In other words, the best of you, the best of you, the best of you, the best of you is what's always coming forward, the best feeling of you, and then off to another run you are.
Thank you.
Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are complete.